The New York State Attorney General's office announced it is now pursuing a criminal investigation of the Trump Organization. James Corden said, "This is a huge deal. I mean, I think it is. I have no idea. I also thought the multiple impeachments were a huge deal at the time." Corden, it's just that old saying, crime doesn't pay, except for the first 74 years of your life, and then probably longer depending on appeals. Colbert, the criminal investigation is a big deal. Up until now, the case against the lingering orange fart was merely financial and might have cost him money but didn't threaten his liberty. And I assume liberty means freedom and not the name of another porn star he paid off. Kimmel, this was previously a civil matter. It began after Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen testified that Trump had inflated the value of his properties to get better loans and then undervalued them when it came to filing taxes. And of course, it's not like Donald Trump to cheat, but I guess they had to check it out. Kimmel, and now they're looking at bank fraud, tax fraud, insurance fraud. It's starting to look like the guy who ran a fraudulent charitable foundation and a fraudulent university might be a fraud. So they say Trump could potentially get extradited from Florida to New York. If he does end up in prison, I think we should give him his Twitter back. I don't know about you, but I'd want to know everything that goes on in there, right? I would pay for that. Kimmel, this ends with a police chase too, right? OJ style, either that or this will be the 37th crime he gets away with. Did former President Obama tell James Corden that there are aliens? Now, about a week ago, 60 Minutes, and not about a week ago, John, it was last Sunday, 1 week ago, 60 Minutes did an episode about UFOs, which are now being called UAPs, unidentified something, something. Why did you bother, John? UAPs, UFOs, they're UFOs. The AV Club recaps, after refusing to share what he knew about the American government's UFO programs during an interview with Stephen Colbert, Obama has now figured out he might as well tell Corden. When asked by bandleader Reggie Watts about what's going on with all the aliens hawk lately, Obama replied saying he asked whether or not there was a lab somewhere where we're keeping the alien specimens and spaceship when he took office, but he was told there wasn't. Obama continues by saying what is true is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they move their trajectory. I think that people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is. Obama tells Corden and Watts, when it comes to aliens, there's some things I just can't tell you on air. He ends the whole thing by suggesting that Reggie Watts may be an alien himself. Jimmy Kimmel was the presenter at ABC's Upfront. Kimmel's quite funny, saying, somehow, when everyone's stuck in their houses with nothing to do but watch TV for the past 14 months, we still managed to lose ratings. He joked about the new Kardashian series set up at Hulu and the fact that Kris Jenner appeared early in the presentation, joking, who could have ever guessed that one day Kris Jenner would be open to sponsorships and integrations? I mean, you're telling me the woman who sold her daughters to Skechers is finally ready to cash in? Things are so desperate, we've had to resort to doing the right thing, inclusion. We're now more inclusive than ever before. We're not just inclusive or all-inclusive, like a low-rent swingers resort in Cancun. We want ABC, Disney, FX, Hulu, Freeform, ESPN, and Nat Geo to be a safe space where anyone, no matter what their racial or ethnic background, their gender or sexual orientation, we want our platforms to be the place where everyone can bring their stories to die. We're not cool. Isn't there something to be said for dying with dignity? These are uncertain times, but the one thing we can promise is that this company will always be run by a guy named Bob in an open-collared shirt. Wow, Kimmel did not give a hoot. I'm amazed that they're not ticked off at him for that. That is hilarious. Sam Jay's talk show premiered on HBO Friday night, 6 episodes, half hour each. She finds the late night format contrived, saying it's not how conversations happen. It's not how people meet each other. It's not how friends talk to another. You don't talk to your friend from a desk. It's just not real. I'm actually sitting behind a desk right now. Sam Jay is an off and on watcher of John Oliver, Bill Maher, and The Daily Show, saying, the conversations have kind of become a little repetitive. I also don't know sometimes who the F they're even talking to. I hate to say it, but it's kind of how I feel sometimes. Like, who is this for exactly? Because it's not for any of my friends. From the AV Club, Stephen Colbert did a late show public service announcement teaching you how to interact with other humans. We've all been home for 14 months and don't know how to do this. Late show contributor Brian Stack played the role in one of those black and white style videos. He had horn-rimmed glasses and a sweater vest. He had a chalkboard pointer, and he had some do's and don'ts, reminding you when you're at a party, no belly rubs, people. Refrain from completely losing it when you see the bottom half of someone's face for the first time. And do not try to cram a year's worth of partying into a single evening, screaming out, I'll bang anything that moves. Well, that's up to the individual, but it's generally frowned upon at most polite post-vaccination events. I saw my friend Glenn, you know Glenn that I use in the bits? He's a real person. And he was like, hey, the show got longer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to make it longer. There's just been a ton of news lately. On Saturday, the raw edit before I cut it down was 18 minutes, and I still bumped three stories. There's just been a lot. But as I've been mentioning all week, I know after Memorial Day, there's going to be nothing. But don't you worry, I have a little document here. I put some stories away for a rainy day. I got plenty, so we'll be fine there. But yes, Glenn, the show has gotten longer. From Vulture, there has always been a childlike sense of innocence and wonder to Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm's comedy folk duo Garfunkel and Oates that only made what they sang about. The inability to give hand relief. I'm cleaning this up here, trying to keep this clean. That much funnier. The contrast reaches its maximum with their biggest song, 2013's The Loophole, a song about young Christians who view... I can't clean this up. Get rid of the kids. Get rid of the kids. You got 3 seconds. Two, one. Who view anal sex as a virginity workaround. The song, which appeared on the group's last album, 2015's Secretions, has recently become the center of a TikTok trend where teenagers play it for the first time to unsuspecting parents. Vulture asked about the origins of the song. Ricky said, oh my gosh, I think we were in Ireland, right? Kate, yeah, we were in Ireland. Both of us grew up in small towns and we had known of this thing that people do. We were really just talking about it. Then we were like, oh gosh, that sounds like a song. Ricky said, I was obsessed with doing it and I started writing lyrics and stuff. Kate, I was just like, I don't think I can sing about this. To me, it seems like crossing the line for me. It was me just being really uncomfortable with the whole idea of singing, you know. I have to really clean this up. The hook is, you hear me stumbling. Ricky said the hook is, wow, how do you even clean this up? Do that act to me, in parentheses, because I love Jesus. Kate said, it made me laugh. I fell over going, yes, this is so good, but I just personally wasn't ready to sing about it. And Ricky was really cool about that and respected me being uncomfortable with it. So we just, Ricky cuts in, sat on it. I would like to bring it up a little bit, but Kate is good with boundaries. She's very firm. When it's not happening, it's not happening, so there's no point fighting it. They sat on the song for like a year. Then Kate was okay with doing it, saying, we made the video. I remember we were on such a high. Everybody was part of it. Everyone on the crew, everything about it was magical. It was my birthday, which was Easter, Ricky said. And we needed to get a church and a school on Easter weekend that would let us sing a song about, you know, that act. And we were like, we're not going to find this. So we brainstormed. And then I was like, wait, I know who has a school and a church. Porn sets. So we called around the valley asking porn places, do you have these standing sets? And they're cheaper to use. So we went and rented out a porn studio and we had a church and a school. When we went to do the location scout, we get there and they were shooting a Sir Mix-a-Lot porn. There was a white screen and it's painted with clouds and there's two big butts. We were like, oh my God. And we asked, what were they doing with the butts when they were done? And they were like, they're doing nothing. We're going to throw them out. I think they're going to be unusable. They left them there. So we had the stage that was painted with clouds and two big butts. Kate said, I feel like maybe it's our best comedy song. I'm so proud of it. But after the video came out, my family was not happy. Ricky said, I think your mom defriended us on Facebook. Kate, yeah, that wasn't good, Ricky. And they called Kate and said, if you don't take this down, your career is going to be over. You'll never work for Disney. And since Kate's worked on like 7 cartoons for Disney, Kate said, yeah, but it was, you know, all things I was worried about. It was a really hard time, honestly. Like I got really depressed after the video came out and it wasn't good. But, you know, it got me into therapy. It was something that I had to work through and it all turned out just fine. If you want to look this up yourself, it is called The Loophole, and again, it's about doing a thing, so you don't have to pretend, I don't even know, stop talking. It's time to wrap this up, John. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. See you tomorrow.